Talking about beautiful jobs or far from beautiful jobs, we're never too far from a cowboy masquerading as a handyman or a tradesperson. Finola, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for the pick. So you are now €1,900 lighter for a job that was completely bagsed.
Yeah.
Okay, how did it happen?
So I'd looked up on Facebook and I saw, I'd rang a guy before that had done work in the house and he was too busy, never answered. So then I was looking up on Facebook, saw this guy and he'd mentioned different places and all the things he'd done and can do everything. So I messaged him and he came back and I said I wanted slide robes in my daughter's room. And he said, yeah, that's grand. And he came back with pictures and I said, I want them with glass. And he gave me a price. And then it was like a few weeks later, he said he'd call and he asked for measurements. And then he said, I'll call and do the measurements. I want a 500 deposit.
And he priced the job first up, yeah?
Yeah, he priced it and it was like, it was 1,850.
Right.
For slide robes. And then my daughter said, can I have mirrors on them?
Yeah.
And I said, fine. So then he came back and it was to be more expensive. And then he said, it was 2,150. And then I said, downstairs in the sitting room on the alcoves, I wanted drawers down low and then shelvings up high.
Yeah.
And he came back then with a price of 3,500. He came and measured up.
What?
And
it's chipboard. It's chipboard.
I didn't know what it was. So the whole thing was 3,500. And he came to measure up and my gut just didn't like him. But I said, leave it, Finola. Even though I always go with my gut. So he measured up and he said, yeah, I'll come back. And he texted me. It was all a messenger. And he messaged me and said, I need a 500 deposit. So he called back for that and wrote me a receipt. And then he said, a week later, to order the stuff, I'll need 1,000. Can you Revolut me?
That receipt, was it like, what kind of, is it just a handwritten thing?
Oh, just a handwritten receipt.
Yeah, okay.
And just the name written on it, and then just a handwritten 500 deposit. And then he said, I'll need you to Revolut me 1,000 to get the product. And I said, okay, fine. And I tried to send it on. And he goes, oh, no, send it on to my girlfriend. So I was like, okay, I saved the number, sent it on. And then
something is screaming at you inside now at this stage. Surely be to God.
Oh, yeah, totally. And then I was like, going, oh, God. And so that was fine. He was to come 2 weeks later. And now we went from January and we're now like February.
How much have you paid over at this stage? 1,500?
1,500.
Okay.
And he was to arrive on a Friday and he never came. And then he was to arrive on a Monday and it didn't happen. And then it happened Tuesday. And he arrived up and it was meant to be 9:30. It was 10 o'clock. He reversed in and that was grand. He came out. And next thing, there was a flat pack IKEA in the back of his van.
So you got it in IKEA?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm there going, oh my God. And I was like, okay, give him the benefit of the doubt, say nothing. So he had another guy with him. They came in, they brought it all up, they put stuff downstairs and I had to clear all the daughter's room.
Yeah.
And you know now.
Yeah, you do.
To clear it all and that was fine. He started building it and I sort of left him alone and I had to go to work. And I rang the neighbour across the road to see, just to keep an eye that my house wasn't going to be left with nothing in it. And he wasn't there. He was away. He didn't answer. It went automatically into his work phone. And I was like, oh, hope for the best. I'll come home and he'll be there. And everything was still there. And I carried on. I went upstairs and I was like going, there was like a double wardrobe on the left-hand side corner. And then there was like a double door slide robe that didn't reach the ceiling.
No.
That didn't have anything, the doors on it yet. And it like was like 1/2 foot between the wall and the actual wardrobe.
It doesn't fit at all. There's a massive big gap above the top of it up to the ceiling. And on the right hand side of it then, there's easily nearly a 1.5 foot gap between the end of the slide robe and the wall. Massive gap. Like that all,
yeah.
That should, like he, He didn't measure anything. He just probably got something that kind of might do inside an IKEA.
Yeah, and he ordered it, and I said, I'm sorry, like, but you measured this up. I said, what's with the wardrobe? I didn't want a wardrobe. It was to be a slide robe all the way across. He goes, oh, well, that was the way it came. And I'm like, what do you mean that's the way it came? I said, I didn't order that. I said, you know what? Take it down. Give me my money back. And he was like, no, no, no. We'll need another thing overboard. And he was like, oh, I'll need another 500 to get that.
So that's four grand then he's looking for.
Yeah. And I was like going, like, why? This was all, you knew the measurements. You knew what you had to put in.
And did he do all of this in one day?
No, it was 2 days. And then he came back and I'm self-employed and I had to go to work and I said I wouldn't be around. And I said, my husband will be back to drop my son home. And he said, what time will he be back? I said, around one. And I had a half an hour break. So I literally tore home, let him in, didn't realise my son was dropped back. I let him in and he carried on, and then
is it your and not?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So much O'Neill.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get myself sorted here. I got a lead coming in here. Sorry. Yeah, so go on.
I came back at 3-ish and I went upstairs and I was like, what are you doing? Like, they just constantly went out for fags in the van and I was like going, this is not what I paid for. And he was like going, yeah, yeah, but I'll sort it out. I'll fix all the trimmings. And by the time, like, if you give me another grand. And I was like, sorry, another grand. I said, I'm not paying you
That's
anymore.
That's 4.5 then.
Yeah. And I said, you're a cowboy. And he goes, I've never been talked to like this in my life. And I said, I'm sorry, like, but I said, this is not what I ordered. That's a wardrobe. There's no shelving in it. There's no room to hang up anything. Downstairs then, he had these square things and a... He goes, oh, I'll put them in now. And he spent about a half an hour downstairs and I was making the dinner and I was like going, right, I'll let him bullshit away here, sorry for the language, right, for a half an hour inside in the living room. And I'll go back in and I was like going, that socket needs to be moved and the alarm of the house needs to be moved. And he went at the alarm and it went off and I was like going, oh, God. And I couldn't turn it off. I get panicky with alarms. So I went into my phone, I turned it off. He goes, I can't move that. We'll just raise it. I said, I don't want it raised. They said, walk around it, cut it out. I said, you're meant to be the carpenter.
So do you know all the photographs that you sent me, and they're really, really bad, bad, bad shoddy work. Is that what he walked away from?
Yeah. And okay. He said he'd come back on Thursday. He'd finish it all. He'd do all the trimmings and everything around and it'll be perfect. And that I didn't give him a chance and he needs to finish it and that he does a great job.
And you're going to let him do that?
No, because he's a cowboy and he's in 1,900 of my money already. And like now, with anger, my husband ripped out the wardrobes. They're out the side. It's like, yeah, no, he's not coming back. But yeah. I'm just warning people. Look, if he says he's a handyman, like I got done for 1,900 and I thought I was a bright, self-employed person that got caught rotten.
But your gut was telling you.
Oh, my God, told me, but I was like, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
should have listened to my gut.
Yeah.
I was like, Finola, you don't know him. Just, yeah, listen to your gut in future.
Like it's, so but always bear in mind in cases like this, this guy was looking for 3.5 grand for a crappy looking wardrobe without, it really is crappy. Like you'd assemble it yourself, to be honest with you. No shelves on it. And a bit of a slide robe that isn't measured up from the top nor the sides. It's just a rubbish job. So all of that is cash. He doesn't return any tax or VAT on any of that. That is clear profit for him. Okay, he's got to go and buy the stuff, right? But I'd say the
yeah,
stuff
but
that
I
he bought
for that money for that, like.
So a total of 3.5 grand cash is, you know, if he were doing things right and going through the proper channels, like, you know, that would be, if he was ending up with 3.5 grand, he should be charging something in the region of maybe about 6 grand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do that because it's all pure profit. But I've said it before, and I have to say it again, people need to stay away from Facebook marketing, full stop.
Yeah, maybe.
Marketplace, I should say. It's rife with cowboys and people who are just not qualified. And unfortunately, for those that are legit up in it, I apologise, but it's just too much of a grey. Every single time there's something on the air with characters like him, people have found them in Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, and I know, and I, you know, I was waiting. I kept ringing and ringing. I've been ringing the guy for 2 years. And then the daughter's like, when's it happening? And then I just went on Facebook, which I never do. And I thought, okay, this looks legit. I even asked for references. I got a reference and he gave me a name and a number and I rang him. And he said, oh, yeah, yeah, I go to him all the time. He's great.
Okay, okay. Well, that's a pity you got a reference from somebody else, because that's the way you should do things. Unfortunately, it's neighbours or friends or people who have had work done in the past. They're the kind of people that you should be reaching out to who've had really good work done, you know? And it's unfortunate because it gives everybody a bad name then when these cowboys writing handwritten receipts and charging cash for everything, you know?
Yeah.
But we live in times where it's impossible to get tradespeople a lot of the time, so I can understand why you had to go for options and do something different. I mean, you could let him just finish it and not pay him any more money.
Well, it's gone beyond it at this stage now, because it's just going to be ripped out. And I was lucky enough to get a friend who I didn't realise was back working, and he's going to sort it for me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I feel for you, and you should be very annoyed and very angry that somebody would take advantage of
it. I worked hard for that money, like.
I mean, you could bring him to the small claims court if you want, but that would just be very, very messy. He'd claim I was doing the work. I had, I hadn't finished the work. She wouldn't let me finish it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You just better just put it down to experience, you know?
Yeah, totally. And the way he's able to talk, I'd say he'd talk his way out of it.
It's
crap. And like
work.
What I called him and everything, he's like, oh, I've never been talked to like that in my life. And I'm going, whatever.
Well, you're entitled to talk to him like that when you look at the work that he did. No, I mean, I've said it before and I've said it and I'll say it again. It's a very, very, very grey area, the whole Facebook marketplace. And anybody can advertise. I mean, you wouldn't go onto Facebook marketplace looking for somebody to operate on you, would you? Or to conduct surgery on you. You know what I mean? You wouldn't go onto Facebook marketplace for something that really you can't stand over their credentials. I mean, I could be up on Facebook Marketplace claiming to be able to do stuff and charging cash for it. And I'm pure useless. Do you know what I mean? But you don't, because you just don't know who these people are.
No, you don't. But I thought by looking for a reference that would do, but obviously it didn't.
No, in this case, the reference you got from another tradesperson, that was a bum lead. I have to put it down to experience. Sorry to hear it, Fionnuala, but I do appreciate you coming on, because it's a word of warning for others as well, not just you,
and
but people as
well. That's all I want to let people know.
And I appreciate
be
that.
Be careful.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks. Take care. Thanks Fionnuala. I mean, this is just one of many calls that we put to air in the recent and not so recent past with regards to Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, sometimes people are desperate because it's very hard to get trades. And so therefore they look for work done in other areas. But you really are getting into the wild west in places like that, where you're just hoping for the best, crossing your fingers and hoping that everything will be okay. But I think a lot of the time you should go with your gut, really, you know. And if your gut is screaming at you, or there's something, little voice in your head saying, don't do it, this guy's a charlatan. It's easy to say after the event, though, isn't it?